now going to learn Daf Chav Gimel and Beis. We already got to Daf Chav Gimel and Beis. We're already about 8 lines into the page. We're at the Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel and Beis. So we were in the middle of discussing the halachos of Kriyas HaTorah and reading the Haftorah from the Navi. So says the Mishnah, Ein Parson al Shema. We don't say Shema, or really the parson means to divide Shema. So we don't. We'll see what that means. Vein over l'fnei ateva. Nor do we have a chazan go say Shemor Nesrei, go say Chazar Sashat. Vein nosin es kapeim. Nor do we do Birchas Kohanim. Vein korban b'torah. Nor do we do Kriyas HaTorah. And that's what this Mishnah is doing here. Vein maftirim b'navi. Nor do we do Haftorah. Nor do we do the sitting and standing at a funeral where they stop and they sit and they stand. Nor do we do a special birchas avelim, the bracha that we say for avelim at a funeral. Nor the nichum avelim that we do at a funeral. Or the bracha that we say for a wedding. Nor do we do a zimun using the shem Hashem. None of these things can happen with less than a minyan. Over karkaos, and when it comes to evaluating the value of land for hegdish purposes, the halacha is tisha v'kohen. You only need 9 men and a kohen. Va'adam keyotze behen. But the person, and when it comes to figuring out the value of a person, we have this very similar halacha. So if a person, let's say, wants to be poda land that belongs to Hegdish, so first we have to figure out how much the land is worth. So we get a whole group of experts together. So that group of experts has to be a minion, and amongst the minion, there's got to be one Kohen. Or similarly, if you want to figure out the value of a person, let's say a person says, I makdish my own value to the Beis HaMikdash. So we have to figure out what his value is. So we have to figure out how much he would be sold for as a slave. We do that by getting 10 men. One of them has to be a Kohen to appraise him and figure out what his real value is. So says Rami Nanamili, how do we know that you need a minion for these things? Amr Rabchia Barabba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Da Amr Krak, because the Pasuk says, V'niktashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Pasuk says, you will be makdish me amongst the B'nai Yisrael. So we darshan called Dover Sheb Kedusha, lo yeh pachas me'asara. Anything that involves Kedusha, you have to have at least 10 men. You need to have a minion involved. My mashma, how do we know that it's 10? Where do you see the number 10 from that pasuk? So Ditani Rabbi Chia, because Rabbi Chia says, we learn it out from the following. Asya toch toch. The word says v'niktashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, and the word toch comes up somewhere else. K'siv hacha v'niktashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, u'k'siv hasam by the meraglim it says, he badu mitoch ha'eda, separate from toch, from amongst, this eda. Va'asya eda, eda. And the word eda is used by the meraglim. And the word, Baldu Mitoch Eda is by Korach, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that's by Korach. And we find that the word Eda is used by the Meraglim as well. Now, how many bad Meraglim are there? Mala Halan Asara, just like the Eda is a reference to 10 people, so Afkan Asara. So too by Korach, when we say he Badu Mitocha Eda, it must be a reference to a minion of people, and therefore when we say V'nikdashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael, that must also mean a minion of 10 people. So main point number 2 on Daf, Chav Gimel and Beis, things that require a minion include a Dover Sheb Kedusha from V'nikdashti Betoch B'nei Yisrael. And also, as we'll soon see, anything that's Mishum Kavod requires a minion also. So again, things that require a minion are either Davar Sheb Kedusha, based on the Mikdashti B'soch Min Yisrael, or anything that relates to Kavod. We don't do the sitting and the standing at the funerals with less than 10 people. Since whoever is leading the funeral has to say, stand, precious one, stand, sit, precious one, sit, it's not appropriate to do that with less than a minion present, with less than 10 people there, because you want to call them Yekarim if there is less than a minion. Only if you have a minion of Jews can you call them Yekarim. We said also Birch Savelim and Birch Chasanim, the special brachas for Avelim and for a Chasan, we don't do with less than a minion. So my Birch Savelim, what is Birch Savelim? Birchas Rechava. It's a special bracha that we say in the street after they come back from burying a person. They would say a whole series of brachas during the first meal, during the Suda Savra, that the Avelim eat a special Suda, And one of the brachas that they say is for the people who came to be menachim then. So that's what it is, the birchas rechava. Da amar Rabbi Yitzchak, amar Rabbi Yochanan, birchas avelim ba'asara, vein avelim in a minyan. The birchas avelim is only said if there's a minyan, but avelim don't count toward that minyan. Birchas chasanim ba'asara, v'chasanim in a minyan. Birchas chasanim is said with a minyan, and the chasanim do count toward that minyan. So says the Mishnah, vein mizamin al-mazon, k'bishem pachas me'asara. The Mishnah also said that we do not do a zimun using Hashem's name when we Rabbi Sain of Reich, you know, that zimun using Hashem's name, Baruch Elokeinu Shachal Mishalau, unless you have a minion. So Kibin Dabai Lememar Nevarich Elokeinu Batsi Me'asara La'Varachara. If you must say, let's bless Hashem using Hashem's name, that's not Derechara, it's to do with less than a minion. HaKarkol is Tisha V'Kohen V'Adam Ki'otzi Behen. In order to evaluate land from Hegdish, you need a minion, and a Kohen has to be one of those people. And when you evaluate people, same story. You need a minion, and a kohen must be one of those people. So minayin imili, how do we know this to be true? Amar Shmuel, asara kohanim ksuvim beparsha. There are 10 kohanim that it says in the parsha of the Torah that deals with hegdish and being poda hegdish. Chad legufei, one of the 10 is to let us know that you do in fact need a kohen to do the evaluation. V'idach, and every mention of kohen after that is have a miut achar miut, is an exclusion after an exclusion. Whenever we have words that are a miut that come to limit the pool of people or things that we're talking about, and then it's followed up by another miut, another limiting word, we always assume that that's coming to add and to expand. The double negative makes a positive, kind of. The ein miut achar miut elul rabos. That's an important concept. Ein miut achar miut elul rabos. Whenever you have a double limitation, it always comes to expand. So it says Kohen once, that means Kohen. Then it says Kohen again, that's a Miut Achar Miut, so that must be anybody, not just a Kohen. Then it says Kohen again, that must be anybody, not just a Kohen, because again, it's a Miut Achar Miut. Then it says Kohen again, that must be anybody again. So it says Gemara, so Tishi Yisraelim V'chad Kohen. So the 10 times it says Kohen, what it comes out is that you need 9 Yisraelim and 1 Kohen. So it says Gemara, Ve'im Chamisha Kohanim V'chamisha Yisraelim. Maybe we should say that you need 5 Kohanim and 5 Yisraelim, because maybe the second time the word Kohen comes up, so that's a Miut Achar Miut, so that comes to L'Rabos Yisrael. Then the next time it appears, that should start the count again. So that's the first Miut, and therefore that should really mean a Kohen. And then the fourth time it appears, that's a Miut Achar Miut, that means Yisrael. Fifth time, it starts again. So why don't we say that when it all shakes out, you can have 5 Kohanim and 5 Yisraelim. So Kasha, so it's not clear how we got to the numbers that we got to. That's in fact somewhat difficult to figure out. Good. The Adam Kayotziben, and when we are poda, the value of a person also, or we figure out rather the value of a person, we also need a minion and we need a coin to be one of them. So says Gemara, Adam Mikadosh, can you ever be Makdish, a person? Can a person ever belong to Hegdish? Amar Abiyavo, but Omer Dami Alai. No, we're not talking about a guy who gave himself to Hegdish or is Makdish, a person to Hegdish. A guy said that he's willing to give his value, whatever he's worth, his monetary value to Hegdish, to Tanya, like we learned in a Braisa. Ha Omer Damai Alai, Shamanos Hokeved. If someone says, my value, I will commit to Hegdish, we evaluate him like an Eved. The Eved is Kishul Karkos. How do we evaluate an Eved? Well, an Eved is compared to Karka. Also an important concept. The Eved is Kishul Karkos. Eved is compared to land for a lot of halachos. You hold them for your children after you as an inheritance, as something that you hand down in the family. So we see that an Eved is very much like Karka, and therefore to evaluate a person as an Eved, you would need the same amount of people as you use to evaluate Karka. Main point number 3 on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, to redeem land of Hegdish, you need only one Kohen, because the Pasuk says Kohen 10 times, and we use Miut Achar Miut. Adam is Hukash L'Karkaos. A person, you also need 10 people, one Kohen, because whatever you need for Karka, you need for people. And Eved is just like Karka. Okay, we will stop there. That was a short one today. We'll pick up with the Mishnah next time. The Mishnah on the bottom of Chalkim al-Amin Beis.